Lights out. Everybody. So if you wish to avoid the excitement and tension of these imaginative plays, we urge you calmly but sincerely to turn off your radio now.
Hello, horror fans.
Hello.
Here's our, well...
The audio version.
So, basically this is the only genre, but instead of the video version, this is our audio version, where we basically just bullshit about, well, horror everything.
I almost started waving to the recorder.
Of course, I'm Sean Vidmar, and with me tonight is...
I am Carolyn Fogel.
There she is.
That doesn't sound right.
The adorable Carolyn Fugger.
Carolyn Fugger. That's the only way people are going to know me now.
But anyway, since this is actually coming out right around the time that Godzilla is coming out, I actually wanted to chit-chat a little bit about the fat Godzilla. Godzilla, the American Godzilla, is actually being called fat.
Oh, yeah, that's funny.
What do you think about that?
You've
seen some of the...
I guess, like...
You saw some trailers and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, our friend Joe made a good point that it's like, okay, if he's a little pudgy, so what? He's a monster, or she's a monster. It's a monster. And it's, you know, huge, however long, however tall it is. I think it can get away with having a little bit of a gut. And even then, there's going to be so much going on that you're not going to really pay attention. Be like, ah, muffin top!
Well, I love the fact that he actually, even if he is pudgy, he actually has like a 6-pack or an 8-pack or something like that. That's what I'm loving, actually, about it. But because after I heard about this, I, of course, went online. Don't remember.
I don't understand why that would matter. Like, he's not, it's not like he's, like, the blob. That thing was just flubber.
Well, no, like...
Not flubber, blubber.
I went ahead and, you know, I looked at, like, the original Godzilla and stuff like that, and...
The zipper suit?
The way Godzilla has, like, looked, he's kind of, you know, he was skinny on top, and then he had, like, the thunder thighs and, like, the big hips and everything. And... I don't know. I think he looks terrifyingly awesome, to be honest.
Yeah, I think he looks... I think it looks phenomenal. I just don't see why it would matter if it's, you know, with them calling Godzilla fat.
Yeah.
Like,
I just wonder if it goes to the whole, oh, you know... Americans made a fat monster because Americans are fat. But either way, to be honest, to be honest,
I mean, if you want to think about it this way, a fat Godzilla means he eats a lot of people, a lot of children. A skinny Godzilla, I don't know.
Well,
I'd be more terrified of a fat Godzilla.
Well, I for one am actually pretty excited about this. But on to our next topic. Okay. We've actually talked about this previously, I think like episode 14 on the video side. We talked about a lot of things that are movies or, you know, older movies and whatnot that are being turned into television series, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, one thing I actually want to talk about real fast is Penny Dreadful. We talked about this a while ago.
For those of you who don't know, it's a famous rhyme.
Penny Dreadful?
No, isn't that the one where it's she gave her mom...
Wow, no. You're going somewhere else.
But that was turned into a TV show, too.
That was a made-for-TV movie. Lizzie Borden is who you're talking of.
But I was close.
Penny Dreadful, actually, a Penny Dreadful was way back when. And a Penny Dreadful was actually a horror mystery type article in a newspaper and whatnot. And this one is it's a television show right now. It actually has already started. It started May 11th, I believe. I, of course, saw the trailers and everything of Penny Dreadful for Showtime, and because I saw all this stuff, I actually, you know, got a bunch of stuff through Facebook, liking Penny Dreadful on Facebook. Hey, watch the first episode before it actually comes out to Showtime. So I watched it. And holy crap, I am so glad that I watched it and that I talked about it and I even knew anything about it. Because it is amazing. I literally want to get Showtime due to this. Okay. Like I said, we touched base on this before, but real fast, it basically has an origins of Dracula. It has origins of Frankenstein, Dr. Frankenstein, you know, all these things. When I watched it, the thing was so amazing. It basically reminded me of why I actually enjoy horror, why I enjoy horror stories. The cinematography, everything about it was just amazing. It was very beautifully done, and it's in the Victorian era, so which is when 1800s. Which was when I think Penny Dreadful actually, the stories were rounding out in the London area and whatnot. But holy crap, kudos to that! If you have a chance to check it out, check that out. So this actually goes into what I actually wanted to talk about, and we have Rosemary's Baby as a miniseries, but actually something that we're going to talk about on the video portion of the show, Constantine, the series. Now, Carolyn, you have not actually seen the trailer yet, have you?
No, I have not.
And but yet you are a huge fan of the movie itself.
Oh yeah, I'm a big fan of the whole I mean, I've always been a big fan of good versus evil, and I just really liked that movie, the Constantine.
Yeah, because I mean, it's actually based off of the Hellblazer comics and whatnot, and it follows a man called Constantine and whatnot. The trailer is amazing. Looking at it's like a 3-minute long trailer. We'll actually have it at the comments and stuff, and of course we're going to talk about it in length on the video portion of the show. Well, it I believe is actually already getting, you know, like people are already interested in watching this, which is amazing to me. I absolutely love the story. I mean, basically he's trying to redeem his soul, and he's battling demons. You know, I mean, what could go wrong with that? And then we also, so we have that.
It sucks for his personal life.
Yeah. but we have that.
What do you
that.
Do for a living? Well, I work, I'm an attorney. What do you do for a living? I slay demons.
I'm kind of a badass on the side.
I could cast for the Lord.
which also goes to, speaking of that one, and like I said, if you do want to check that out, read up on it, I'll give you a couple of links and stuff at the bottom. And definitely give us comments. But on El Rey, we got From Dusk Till Dawn, the series. I have not seen anything about this, but the thing is, well, I actually have not read about this in depth of, like, what people are thinking, but a few friends that I've talked to that have actually seen this have been somewhat disappointed in it. I know Carolyn here is actually a fan of From Dusk Till Dawn. We've watched a couple of them.
Oh, the series.
Yeah, but to me, when I first thought about it, and when I first saw the trailer, you know, I was a little excited, but at the same time I was like, this might be kind of bad. It's basically an extenuation of the original movie, which does actually sound kind of boring. Maybe I just need to actually check it out. I don't know. It's same characters.
I kind of agree. I feel like I don't know what direction they would take it in, because I don't see it being like a series. Because, yeah, like, what are you going to show? Oh, okay, they're running from the law. Alright, now they're in Mexico, and... Alright, now they're, you know, at the bar. And shit goes down. But...
Yeah. I mean...
I don't know, unless they do a lot of, like, backstory, possibly, on, like, some of, like, the vampires or some of the other characters.
Yeah. Well, okay, let me ask you this. What do you think of the whole... Because we talked about... we've talked, actually, about Pet Sematary. It... these are, like, remakes and reboots. And it seems like Hollywood, for whatever reason, is kind of running out of ideas. And they're just like, hey, let's go back to the 80s, you know? Let's go back to the 80s. Let's go back to the 90s with Scream. Let's just make a lot of reboots and television series. I mean, what do you actually think about that? Do you think... That could be a good thing, or do you think that just
I'm probably going to get in trouble for this, but I'm a fan of what, reboots?
Well, the difference between reboot and remake is reboot is like a remake is telling the story again in a different way, and a reboot is basically telling. How do I want to explain this? Like,
telling the same story.
It's like a remake is telling the exact same story. A reboot is taking a story and putting your own spin on it, I guess you could say. I almost said it the same exact way each time, but that's about how it is.
That was hard for you.
It was. That was difficult, actually.
Well, I guess it's just... I'd be interested to see... how, like, they're interpreted and what they come up with, especially with CG and special effects coming such a far way from what they were when these movies first came out. I would be incredibly intrigued just to see how they turn out. I'm actually all for it. Like, I mean, you can't ever replace an original. But again, I'm saying sometimes it's nice to see these things again. With like a different twist on it.
Well, we did
like a
enjoy
spin on it.
Because you've seen all the original Evil Dead movies,
mm-hmm.
And of course I am. I'm being a horror fan. That's like the Holy Bible. But remake
was
actually really good.
Well, what was cool about
the
remake was that they had a lot of hints of it to the original movie. So it's like the original movie still happened, and then 30 years later, it's happening again. Like, it's not actually replacing that first movie. So I thought that was... nicely done. And
see,
I mean, I think that when they do stuff like that, where it's almost like adding on to the original story, they make references to the original, yeah. I think that stuff like that is the best way to go about it.
Well, and I actually think that is how you do a reboot. See, they actually took something that people were a little... might have been upset about. They took Ash out. They took a character that is an iconic character. They actually removed him completely. And in doing that, they didn't piss off anybody. You had a great horror story.
Didn't he still
horror
show
movie.
Up at the end?
He shows up, a spoiler alert, he does show up at the end. Yeah, Bruce Campbell, who was actually a producer, I believe, of the movie and whatnot. But I thought that was actually done fairly well.
Fun fact about the newest Evil Dead movie, no CG whatsoever.
Which is amazing. And me being a special effects makeup guy,
And me being a CG person.
Yeah, I absolutely loved it.
It was great.
Don't forget to find us on Twitter, like us on Facebook. So go ahead and email us at theonlygenre at gmail.com. Also check out the website, theonlygenre.com. Don't forget to subscribe to us. Also check out the video portion that we have. Thank you very much for listening, and thank you for consuming our drinks.